debt. It keeps you tossing and turning at night. You can't get away from it. But the truth is, the system is designed to trap you in debt. Insanely high interest credit cards and loans make it nearly impossible to pay off your debt. There's a new way out of the debt trap, Pivotal Debt Solutions. Pivotal Debt Solutions isn't like the old school debt relief companies that string your debt out for years. They have aggressive strategies that can end your debt faster and easier than you thought possible. Pivotal Debt Solutions can cut or even eliminate interest. Find programs to write off your balances so you owe less. Stop those threatening phone calls, and without bankruptcy and without a loan. Bottom line, they find every solution possible to end your debt permanently. Before you do anything, contact Pivotal Debt Solutions first. Talk to them for free. Find out how fast they can help you get out of debt. Visit zapmydebt.com. That's zapmydebt.com. Zapmydebt.com.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Here's my favorite rant for the day, excerpted from our podcast, which you can find over at TomHartmann.com. Welcome back to the second hour of our program. Congressman, well, actually, let me get to that in just a minute. I was going to talk about Mr. Shulkin, who and Mr. Pruitt and Mr. Zinke and whatnot, but let me start with Israel. The Israeli police have recommended an indictment of Benjamin Netanyahu, the Prime Minister of Israel, on corruption charges. That's the headline by Loveday Morris and Ruth Eglash in today's Washington Post. They say that he's been accused, or they want him to be indicted on suspicion of giving political favors for gifts worth over $280,000 and cutting a deal with a newspaper publisher for favorable coverage. Now, the thing that I find really interesting about this, Paul Ryan received a $500,000 contribution from the Koch brothers the day after, or soon after, the multi-billion-dollar, the trillion, $1.5 trillion, well, it's a $5 trillion tax cut, $1.5 trillion being put on the national credit card, $4 trillion ultimately being cut out of social programs, in order to give the Koch brothers and their other billionaire buddies a multi-billion-dollar tax cut. So I find it real interesting the way that the American media is just kind of mentioning this in passing without the detail of what specifically Netanyahu has been charged with. But he's been charged with basically giving a tax cut to billionaires in Israel in exchange for them, basically spiffing him, making his life nice, as it were. And the way the British reported on this, I think, tells us a lot about the American media. This is from the BBC World News Tonight podcast that went out last night. This is what I went to sleep listening to last night. And when I heard this, it woke me up so much. I got up. I wrote somebody down. Check it out. Listen to this.
Israeli police are recommending that Benjamin Netanyahu, the country's prime minister, be prosecuted for bribery and fraud.
They're alleging that the prime minister is guilty of fraud, bribery, and breach of trust, specifically regarding a number of deals he made with billionaire benefactors, friends of his, who gave him gifts of up to 1 million shekels over a number of years. And in return for those gifts, he passed a number of laws which benefited those billionaires financially, particularly a tax loophole, which is said to have given a number of his friends potentially millions of pounds and many more millions of shekels in tax exemptions.
And that's one of the cases. In the other case, it's to do with trying to influence the coverage of a newspaper, is that right?
According to police, Netanyahu made an agreement, a quid pro quo deal,
Fox
with its editor, for him to personally limit the circulation of an arrival newspaper in order, or in return, for the Yedioth Ahronot paper to give him better coverage.
So there you have it. Manipulating the media, can you spell Fox News? And giving a tax break to billionaires. The Israelis want to prosecute Benjamin Netanyahu for this. And yet Paul Ryan takes $500,000, $500,000 from the Koch brothers, if the news reports are correct. And we just all, so what? It's no big deal. Anyway. Meanwhile, in the same vein, Bernie Sanders famously has always refused to take money from corporations throughout his political career. Maria Cantwell, the senator from Washington State, and Elizabeth Warren, the senator from Massachusetts, I'm not sure how long they have taken this position. I believe it has been throughout her term in the Senate for Elizabeth Warren. I'm not sure of Maria Cantwell, but I believe that she has been eschewing corporate money for some time. I know I showed up at a fundraiser for her in Washington State, must have been 5-6 years ago. And at that point in time, she was trying to raise money just from individual donations. I don't know if it was a hard and fast rule. But now two members of the U.S. Senate who are pretty high on the list of people who are probably going to run for president this year are pulling a Bernie, too. They're both Kirsten Gillibrand and Cory Booker have said no more corporate money. Here's Kirsten Gillibrand.
Because of the corrosive effect of corporate money in politics, I've decided from this point on, I am no longer accepting corporate PAC checks into my campaign.
So there you go.
One of the reasons why
she continues. Yeah, I can continue it. Well, that's all right. We heard what she said. Now, others who are doing this, Representative Beto O'Rourke, B-E-T-O, he doesn't get enough coverage in the media. I haven't heard his name enough times to know how to pronounce it, but Beto O'Rourke, he is the guy who is running against Ted Cruz in Texas for the Senate. And Randy Bryce, who is going to, I think there's a very good chance he's going to take down Paul Ryan. He's refusing to take corporate PAC money. Meanwhile, while the corporate PACs are pouring money into people like Scott Pruitt and Donald Trump and Republicans in Congress who, Lamar Smith, the head of the science committee who denies science, which should tell you how corrupted our American body politic is by billionaire money. Something that apparently gets you indicted in Israel, but not in the United States. It gets you reelected. They are working to destroy in the United States non-fossil fuel-based energy and transportation sources. I mean, let's just continue to subsidize fossil fuels and stop any sort of subsidy, any sort of assistance whatsoever for solar, wind, and whatnot. And in fact, let's even make solar panels more expensive in the United States by just for a year or two putting a tariff on imported solar panels. Let's kneecap the U.S. solar industry just as it has hired 6 times more people than there are coal miners in the United States. The solar industry last year and the year before was the fastest growing single industry in the United States. Not just solar, renewable energy overall. But it's mostly solar, good chunk of wind in there. So that's what's happening, in the United States. They're trying to kneecap renewable energies. In Germany, a whole brand new experiment, this from Rick Nowak in the Washington Post today, the headline, Germany to fight pollution with free public transportation. Yeah. You don't need your car. You don't even need to pay to take the subway or the train. New Yorkers spend an average of $116 a month. Londoners spend an average of $200 a month on the tube in London, on the underground. It's called the Metro in D.C. What's it called in New York? I don't know. Anyway, the subway system there in New York City. This is what Rick Nowak writes. In the country of paternal leave, and yes, you get paid paternity leave. You have a child and you're the father, you get paid time off. Of course, the mother gets paid time off. Short work weeks. The 32-hour work week is now fairly standard in Germany. Lederhosen may soon embark on a bold new experiment making public transportation free in some cities. This Paris did this in 2014 for just a week. They banned all the cars because they were having a smog attack.
and made public transportation free. But this is an experiment. We'll see if it, they're just debating it right now. But if it happens, good stuff. Meanwhile, the billionaires, the Koch-backed groups, are pushing to end paid sick leave laws as flu sweeps the United States. This Renee Feltz over at The Guardian. Paid sick leave advocates cite studies showing flu infection rates decrease in cities where workers earn sick days, and the parents who cannot take leave are two times more likely to send sick children to school. And now the National Federation of Independent Business is a company that is backed by the Kochs, and most of their funding comes from Freedom Partners, whose nine-member board includes eight current or former key figures at Koch Industries. And I think we're in our break, Sean. And 95% of the candidates it backs are Republican. They are coming out to go after paid leave. It's incredible. Congressman Mark Pocan taking your calls for the hour. Should we consider a 15-hour work week? And the Israelis are confronting corruption in their political system. Why can't we? Interesting stuff. Check it all out. You can get the entire three-hour program commercial-free from our podcast subscriptions at TomHartmann.com. And you can see clips of the show here on YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter.